With news from Aspen Public Radio, I'm Molly Dove. Governor Jared Polis highlighted the state's effort to build makeshift hospitals during the coronavirus crisis on Friday. Scott Franz has more.
In a normal April, the Colorado Convention Center in downtown Denver hosts car shows and business conferences. But construction crews are busy adding hundreds of hospital beds to care for a possible surge of COVID-19 patients. Polis says it will be ready in about 2 weeks.
I really hope that we don't have to use this facility at all. I really hope that. And it's also very unlikely that it'll be need to used in a large way. But looking at the numbers, it's certainly possible that there will need to be hundreds of patients here or dozens of patients here.
Polis says the beds are for patients who no longer need critical care but still aren't healthy enough to return home. The state is also setting up an overflow facility at the ranch in Loveland to care for as many as 1,000 patients. I'm Scott Franz in Denver.
Several Colorado patients with serious COVID-19 symptoms received convalescent plasma, a treatment that doctors say show promise. The treatment involves taking the plasma from someone who's recovered from COVID-19 and transfusing it to someone who's currently sick. That passes disease-fighting antibodies from donor to recipient. Dr. Kyle Annan, the medical director of the blood bank at Children's Hospital Colorado, collected the plasma for the first transfusion in Colorado.
There is hope in this treatment. However, it's not a certainty, but it's great that we have this one additional thing in our arsenal to try to fight COVID-19.
The treatment was used during the H1N1 flu epidemic in 2009 to 2010 and during the 1918 Spanish flu. Aspen will give $6 million in stimulus money to help residents during the COVID-19 outbreak. The Aspen Times reports City Council gave initial approval to the money last week to help residents and businesses with expenses. Council will make a final determination on the move tomorrow. All passengers must wear face coverings on RAFTA buses beginning today. Scarves, bandanas, and other non-medical coverings must be used to cover passengers' noses and mouths. RAFTA officials said buses should be only used for essential travel and have limited the number of passengers on each bus to 9. I'm Molly Dove.